Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Functionally Autoimmune. I'm so happy that you're all here with me today because I have a fantastic guest that I know that you're going to love. So on the show today, we have Chris Gibson. He is a sought after skincare expert, holistic health coach, esthetician, best-selling author of Acne Free in 3 days, and a super successful YouTuber with the channel Chris Gibson. Hi Chris, how are you?
I'm good, really good. I'm making it through the holiday season just like everybody else.
Yeah, I hear you. It's a tricky time, right?
It is, yes.
So Chris, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and kind of how you got into skincare and what led you in that direction?
Yeah, sure. Most of my life until I was 40, I was in the corporate world. But before that and during that, I had done some things for my skin because I had such a problem with acne so young, 11. I tried everything. Dermatologist, my parents whisked me away to them. Yeah. Because with dermatologists, the main focus is not to have scarring. So I was on antibiotics. I took Accutane. I did all those things. Do all the products that you use, which haven't changed much, by the way, ingredient-wise, for all these years. So it sort of, it kind of put me in a place to discover and work on skincare early on because nothing was working for me. So in my 24th year, I went out and said, okay, this is crazy. I cannot keep having this issue. I'd wanted to go in broadcasting. I wanted to be the weatherman back in the day.
Oh, I love it.
And, the agents and say, they were like, you really need to get your skin cleared up before someone's going to hire you, which of course I know now is not true.
Right.
But, then when you're younger, you listen and you believe what people tell you. And I had self-esteem issues from that. So it forced me to figure out how to kind of fix it on my own. So I learned for myself that diet played a role. Certainly skincare products that I had been using were playing a role, even though they had ingredients in them labeled for acne, cystic acne. So I cleaned up my diet. I got off sugar. This is early on. I took probiotics. This is early on. There was no Activia then or anything like that in the store. And the acne went away. Actually, I did a 3-day fast, took food out of my diet for 3 days, and the acne stopped. So that taught me there were triggers for me,
right,
which we now know that's the same thing. It's inflammation. We know that sugar and diet and stress and illness and all those things can increase inflammation and lead to skin problems. And so much more known about it today, although not so much has changed again on the skincare side. So I decided to, on the side of what I was doing, continue to learn for myself mostly, but I helped people out in my family because there were people, people had kids and then the kids went to school and had acne and, so I would help friends and family. And in 2000, I started writing books online to help people market after the dot-com bust. That's how this all really got started, and the shift for me to just do skincare full time. I was trained as a holistic esthetician already. Again, I did all those things really for me, learning about nutrition, learning about skincare ingredients. So I wrote a little booklet called Acne Free in 3 Days, How I Cleared My Own Acne Condition. So it was really a one-off book that we put out mostly because my business partner at the time's wife wanted her husband to look as good when he was in his early 40s as I supposedly did then.
Great compliment,
57. Yeah, 57 now. So we put the book out and it went crazy, not just in the US, but all over. And I got on TV and it was a crazy, crazy time, but it helped a lot of people. And I shifted my focus away from the corporate world into full-time running, a business, having a website and skincare and doing television interviews and all of that stuff. So that's how it got started. And I did that all the way through the 2000s till 2009, when that big recession happened and things were just getting crazy. And, that's the way life usually works for people. There'll be a period of time where it's stressful. Then my mom passed away. So I just kind of wanted to change my life. So I took a break. Sold everything in Pennsylvania, got rid of everything and moved to Florida to get out of the cold. And then I did consulting work for about 3 years. And then I started getting asked back on radio shows And I was having so much response that the wholesalers were asking me for more copies of my book, even though it had been 10 years. So I thought, you know, I don't want to go back on the road and do TV. I really like helping people more one-on-one, and I'm going to give YouTube a shot.
Yeah.
So in 2018, I went on, sorry to give everybody this long history, but in 2018, I went on and did a first terrible video. You know, I'd done all this live TV, so it's very stiff. The video is very stiff, and I'm not very fun in it. But it was about the new bans coming out on sunscreen chemicals because of the coral reefs for Hawaii and Puerto Rico and Australia. So I did a little video on that, and it did pretty well. So I thought, huh, I guess I still have some relevance. So I started doing cooking videos. I was on a intermittent fasting plan, which I still follow now. Health and wellness. I'd put on a little weight sitting on the beach, just a little bit. And so I documented that and did some intermittent fasting, which was timely because it was 2018. That was a really big, big thing. Still is.
Yeah.
So I got traction, but it wasn't until I started talking about my age and the fact that my skin doesn't look my age, or I don't seem to act or sound or have the energy of people that typically think of people my age, which is not old. I mean, you'd be surprised. People think you fall apart really early.
Right.
So that really started becoming a big focus on the channel. A lot of people, 30s, 40s, and 50s, a lot of confusion about all the skincare products out there. All these celebrities are dumping stuff out. You know, Ellen just came out with a new skincare line, a month ago? So now I have another celebrity skincare line. Stuff's expensive. Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it causes me problems. It's a conundrum. So I started to really focus in on helping people understand what to do with certain skin conditions, what was helpful from an esthetician, holistic esthetician's point of view. And then focusing on, you know, breaking down products. I've formulated two skincare lines, one for acne and one for anti-aging. So I know the ingredients really, really well and what will work for people. So I set it up and kind of focused on that. And we've been kind of crazy ever since, because it is weird on YouTube for a guy in that age segment to be talking about this stuff. Most of the guys that talk about skincare on YouTube are younger. They're reviewing products for their subscribers. Mm-hmm. And in my, I guess what you would call my area of expertise, when it comes to anti-aging, it's ladies, you know?
Right.
So yeah. I don't talk about makeup, though I'll do a little bit about makeup, but I talk more about the ingredients and stuff on that. I don't talk about fashion over 50. I don't do any of that stuff.
come on.
You know, I'm a regular, I'm in Florida. I'm sitting in the window. I've got my sunscreen on and my cap. So, you know, it's like, this is who I am. So I really try to focus on helping people, and it seems to be working. It seems to be cutting through a lot of the confusion, which is what I try to do. So, you know, I talk about how to remove skin tags, some really glamorous stuff. Warts. I talk about eczema, psoriasis, flare-ups, and what triggers those and what kind of skincare ingredients you should use. I talk about how to, in fact, I had a video coming out, how to take 3 years off your skin in 8 weeks.
So
towards the beginning of the year, and everybody starts to focus on all that kind of thing again.
Yeah.
And so that's, I mean, it really is a mix. I get acne questions. I still answer those. I get, you know, skin condition questions, and I answer those from the holistic perspective and skincare ingredient perspective and dietary perspective. And then, of course, I have the whole anti-aging thing, which started with, which really broke loose when I talked about how to skincare for your neck, which a lot of people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s haven't been doing because we didn't really talk about that.
Yeah.
And so the sunscreen went on the face, but not anywhere else. And so, you know, a lot of the videos right now have been focused on helping with things like that. So when I told people how old I was in the video, it went crazy. But I was lying. They wanted to see my passport, my birth certificate, my personal information. And then when I got past that, then it was, you must have had some work done. And I'm like, no, it's been 34 years of very consistent, very disciplined skincare and I know stuff. Yeah. I just know stuff. And so I spend a lot of time on prevention, but I also spend time on helping people reverse some of the effects because you can do that.
Right. Yeah.
Without having to get plastic surgery or Botox or any of that. Although I'm not against a person doing that. So I'm sort of the other odd thing. I don't like a purist in the form of you should never do that. You should never get a necklace. You have to do what's going to help you feel good about you.
Right.
That's a very personal decision. And I'm never going to weigh in on somebody's personal decision about that. But you can do a lot without doing those things.
Sure.
From the comfort of your own home and for a lot less money.
Right. Probably a lot less money. So yes. If someone were to ask you, you know, what is like the number one thing, or do you think that it's more of a combination between diet and ingredients? Like what do you think would be like, if someone had to pick one, where would they start?
Probably the easiest place to start is going to be with your skincare routine. Simply because you want to have that supportive function in place. There are things that I definitely recommend in people's diet, and hopefully we'll get to talk about those today. Supplementation that I have tested and has been proven to work in scientific studies that people need to know about. But the skincare routine, the outer part of our skin is old news.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the old news. It's the, you know, the skin that started off layers deep, moved to the top, and is protecting us from the environment. So it's very important that we support that. There's two things, and it's going to sound a little schizophrenic. On the one side, I'm going to tell you, you have to really support your skin by moisturizing it, using products that speed up cellular turnover to get those old skin cells to fall off or come off, whether that's a skin peel, we can talk about all that, or skincare acids like glycolic acid products. There are things you can do to get that old skin moving so that it looks better, to help fade age spots, reduce hyperpigmentation, fine lines and wrinkles. All those things can be addressed to some degree with topicals. And then I'm going to tell you on the other side that you need to protect your skin with sunscreen so that you don't accrue any more damage from UVA, UVB light. So using myself as an example, when people ask me, why do you not look your age? And I've had my medical doctors always looks at the chart and goes, I forget that you're like born in 1964. And people ask me, what did you do? So first I cleaned up my diet and I have had I'm not a purist on anything, but mostly sugar-free for most of my life after 24, because for me, and even today, if I start busting it out on goodies, like it's that time of year, I'll start getting a bump or two. And I know that's a trigger for me. But sugar in itself weakens the cell walls, the skin cell walls. It also impacts and damages collagen and elastin, which helps break skin down more quickly. It makes it more prone to damage from the UVA, UVB light. And so diet definitely does play a role, making sure that it's balanced and you stay hydrated with water. Watching your lifestyle choices, alcohol, smoking, those type of things that we talk about all the time. And then the fact that I used good skincare, two things mainly was I used a glycolic acid product before that was popular, starting in when I was 23 is when I started using that. And that helped speed up the cellular turnover. And I started using sunscreen. Now I'm originally from Texas, grew up there, lived there till I was 34. So when I go home and visit friends who weren't as judicious with the sunscreen or made fun of me when I took so long at it, you know, because come on, we got to go. And I'm in there like, no, I got to make sure I have all this stuff on. They go, I wish I had listened to you, you know, because they're having to have, not that that couldn't happen to me, but they're having to have skin cancer cells removed, you know, and then, it's just a part of life when you live in the sun. So those are the two things, sunscreen and, you know, a way to keep that exfoliation process going so that old skin cells come off. And then, of course, diet and fitness. I've been a very fit person. I've always been interested in, you know, I'll start to put a little weight on and then I really get about it. So I self-correct a lot. So those would be the main things for me, what's personally impacted me and why I have not had as much damage to the skin as a lot of people my age.
Right. Yeah. And I think you really touched on something that's important, is the sunscreen. And a lot of people, I've met a lot of people that really skimp on that. And like you, I grew up in Florida, so, you know, sun is everywhere. Or there's the people who, you know, they're going out in the sun and they put on like oil.
Oh, that used to be a big thing in the 80s and 90s, yeah. The oil with the iodine mixed in it. Yeah. I can remember mostly the girls doing that, but I even then I thought, man, you're frying yourself. Right. Like you're fried in oil. But you know, everybody wanted that golden tan.
Right.
And now self-tanners have evolved. I did a video on that. Where they look way, way, way more natural than they used to. So if you need a little color, there are skincare products. Scott Barnes has a great thing called Body Bling. That's a lotion that when you need to like look like you've been in the sun, you use. Yeah. This is what Jennifer Lopez uses this. Actually created some products in her line based on this same principle. And it has some makeup pigments in it. I use it when I go out because it just evens out your skin and it just makes you look so like you've gotten some sun, but you haven't gotten any. It right. doesn't look fake or it doesn't rub off on your clothes, but it washes off when you take a shower. So there are ways to get the color without the permanent damage that the sun will give you with your skin that you will be very, very upset with later on. I haven't met one person who's in that boat, so to speak, no pun intended, as we're here in Florida. That wishes they had not done the sun thing when they right. did it, but you know,
right,
it's done. So, you know, I spend a lot of time talking about retinol products, retinaldehyde things, which is vitamin A derivative. People know of it as Retin A as a prescription version, but retinol moisturizers to help speed up that process of cell turnover to help reverse some of the DNA damaged cells to get those out of there, because that's what it helps do. The actual prescription strength retinol, which is tretinoin or Retin A, has been proven to help dislodge and remove precancerous skin cells.
Wow.
So it's a very powerful tool. Not everybody's skin tolerates it well. So
yeah,
I talk a lot on the channel about alternatives, like a bakuchiol, which is an herbal product that gives similar results, but without that irritation factor that a lot of people have. But if you can tolerate retinol, I highly recommend it. Most people in the plastic, most of my peers that do plastic surgery, talk to their clients about it. Dermatologists talk to their clients about it. You know, there's some conjecture after, oh, it thins your skin, it does all this. Well, yeah, it doesn't really do that. It's vitamin A. Yeah. You can have thinning skin issues while you're on something, and it can make it more apparent. So if retinols irritate your skin, then yeah, you're not going to be able to use it because it's of the irritation. It's not right. going to actually permanently damage your skin. There's nothing, it's vitamin A. But you can have, I guess I should explain this. With retinol in a moisturizer over the counter and tretinoin, it goes through a conversion process on your skin. So it goes from the retinol to the retinaldehyde, right? Okay. Yeah. Then that converts into retinoic acid, which is actually what works in your skin. So okay. it's that conversion process that goes on in the product when it's on your skin that causes people the problem. So okay. things like bakuchiol and vitamin C serums, things that don't do that, can give some of the same benefits without that irritation. But it is it's the most powerful topical product there is. It's going to make the most difference. It's going to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, plump up your collagen production. Over time, none of this yeah. stuff happens overnight.
Yeah.
It's going to speed that cellular turnover and give you much younger looking skin, much healthier looking skin over time. So right. it is the most powerful topical there is. That's why there's a prescription version of it.
Right. Yeah. And I was going to mention that is you do, for some of those, you do have to get a prescription from a dermatologist or someone, but there's definitely over the counter versions.
Yeah. Yeah. They just take longer and you have to be more judicious about applying them. Mm-hmm. But there are some pretty potent, you know, like product lines like The Ordinary and Good Molecules, where they isolate the types of retinols, you can get a stronger, it's not going to be prescription strength, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, they took, Adaplene, which is a retinol a retinoic acid that helps with acne breakouts, and it's no longer prescription. That's a stronger retinol. Again, it's going to give you some of the same benefits over time. So I tell people, start easy, go with Olay, like an Olay product or Neutrogena or something where the retinol is not going to, it's going to be more buffered in the thing, then move up to one of their advanced versions, which is going to be a little bit stronger. And if you're seeing good results, then it's worth a trip to the dermatologist. Sorry, there's my dogs. It's worth a trip. It's worth a trip to the dermatologist to get a prescription strength if you're getting results, so that you can get even better results.
Yeah, absolutely.
Says I throw cookies at them. It does absolutely nothing. He's just looking at me like, what?
So anyway, then they're like, well, if we keep doing this, we'll get more cookies.
Yeah, well, you know, one of them got a cameo in one of my videos and people went crazy. The female Emma got in there. But Joey tends to be the guard dog. Anything he hears is going to bark.
So. I love it. Anyway. So you mentioned earlier that there were a couple of specific foods you wanted to kind of make sure that we had time to touch on. So let's get into that a little bit.
Yeah, let's talk about supplementation. Now, in general, leafy greens, because of the vitamins and minerals, you want to get those from food. Studies have proven over and over again that people who change their diet or switch their diet to a more vegetable focus with lean meats, if you're going to keep meat in the diet, produce healthier skin cells, produce healthier organ cells, that just because you're getting the nutrients you need. It's a couple of things that are harder to get from food. And that is one, your collagen peptides, which I take a product called Vital Proteins. A lot of people have seen the ads with Jennifer Aniston stirring that in her coffee.
Yeah.
What that is it's not collagen itself. It's the proteins, the building blocks. So there are 19 of those in most of these collagen building powders. And what they do is they help beef up or replace wherever you're deficient. So there are a lot of people who feel like their hair growth, I did a test on this 8 weeks. They get more hydration. It helps with joint health, which I knew with my mom because they had her on these way back in the day, which is very helpful for her osteoarthritis. But different people get somewhat different results based, I believe, on what they're deficient in. Mm-hmm. So you just take these powders, put them in whatever your hot tea. I like it in my tea. And it helps. It helped me with the dry skin issues that I've had for my whole life on my back, even though I had acne. My back was like sandpaper my whole life, like lotion. I have all these little gadgets to try to put stuff back there. And then, so making sure that you have supplements like that. And then your vitamin K2. Now, this is for people who are not on blood thinners. Mm-hmm. But vitamin K2 is very difficult to get. We hear a lot about K1, which is also very good for you. But K2 helps your body handle calcium distribution much better. Very important for women with the hormone changes and the things that can lead to bone loss, which can make you look older. Because if your bones shrink, your skin hang, this is going to happen. So for guys too, though, this is for everyone. K2 is very difficult to get in any kind of quantity. So it's easier to get it in a supplement along with D3. I take it. I have seen people start taking this and see great improvements in their skin. Just, it's amazing. And it's because it's helping to get those nutrients, oxygen, calcium, all the minerals, things that your skin cells need to build healthier cells. When you're deficient, there's a lot. And we heard a lot about D3 during the height of the pandemic.
Yeah.
People that were deficient in it found that by supplementing it, it really helped them recover. Right. So it's just a great thing to have. It's going to keep the calcium where it belongs, like on your brain cell, your bones, and out of your arteries where it ends up become calcified. And we hear of hardening of the arteries with the fat buildup and the calcification. So that's going to help keep calcification from happening and methylation of your skin cells. And I know this all sounds really crazy scientific, but basically what we're trying to do when we talk about diet with skin and overall health is we're trying to reduce inflammation, make sure that oxygen and nutrients get to the cells, and we're trying to help the cells protect themselves from environmental irritants, sun damage, because your skin can do some of it on its own. And of course, then the signs of aging. So that's why this is such a kind of, it's not complex. It's just a lot of stuff. Yeah. It's a lot of stuff to take in. So if you are a person who, and we've all seen people like this in our lives, if you're a person who's led a pretty, I hate to say party life, because there are people that do that and then they do fine because they quit doing it. But if you've had a lot of stress in your life or a lot of illness, if you know someone like that, a smoker their whole life, maybe a heavier drinker, not great on the diet, maybe their diet's kind of crummy.
Yeah.
You can see the difference in their skin, and it shows up there. Same thing with sun damage. You know, I always say this, look at your fanny. Or look at the skin on the parts of your body that have been covered your whole life long, for most of you.
Right.
Your whole life long. Yeah. We have a few nudists out there, but look at the skin there and judge it against the skin that's exposed. And that's your sun damage. That's the level of sun damage that you have accumulated over time.
Right.
So very easy ways to see what's going on with yourself, and then very easy things to put in place over time. And the thing that I preach most often is it's patience, because just like weight loss, there's a tendency for those, no, they do it. Those industries really push the envelope with promises. So without saying that they're going to exactly see in 3 days you're going to have much younger looking skin, unless it's a product that's designed for an instant improvement type of thing, just temporary. They make people feel like they should expect results sooner than they should. It takes your skin 30 to 60 days, and as you get older, longer, to produce all of that improvement and it to become visible on the surface of the skin.
Right.
So don't put your product. I tell people, when you start a routine or you change a routine, take a selfie. Right. And then do it consistently. And then at 30 days, take a selfie and put the picture side by side. Then do it again, 60, 90 days. And if you're seeing consistent improvement or your skin looks a lot better, then you know the product is working for you. And not every product works for everybody. It's true. You may go 60 days and go, I don't look that much different. Then it's time to pitch that. It's not working for you for whatever reason. So that's really the best way to self-judge.
Yeah, I love that. I think a picture really is worth 1,000 words, because a lot of times we forget what we looked like or what the problem was 30 days ago.
Yeah, I'll tell you how dramatic it can be. I've been testing dermarolling, which is my microneedle. I wanted to test that out for myself. And I did a video on a plasma pin and removing an age spot with a plasma pin.
Yeah.
So I was also doing the microneedling at the same time. So I did the first picture with the age spot where I treated it. Two weeks later. So what I noticed when I was looking at those before and after pictures, the skin on the back of my hands, which is in pretty good shape anyway, looked a lot younger than the first picture. And I'm like going, because that's not really what those were for. They were for the plasma pin. And did it work? Does it remove this? And what is, what's the process? But in the process of doing those selfies, I saw the improvement in my actual skin on that hand. So of course I'm microneedling both of them now.
Right.
So there, and again, and that leads me into something that's very hopeful for everybody, including people who wear topicals don't work well for them. They have very sensitive skin. Is all of the new light therapy devices, RF therapy devices, which is radio frequency. There are a lot of things I've been testing that have been around in the sports world for years to speed up injury healing.
Sure. Like
microcurrent, all that stuff's been in the sports medicine for the last 30 years, but it's made it out started to make it into salons and dermatological offices, because they were seeing that ultrasound treatments or RF therapy, radio frequency therapy, and red light therapies, where we warm the lower layers of the skin where the collagen is actually produced, increase the thickness of that collagen. They actually did biopsies, skin biopsies, and could see in the tissue sample how much of an improvement that it made. And this is in people, not animals. So we know that it works. So that became a very expensive treatment to go to the salon and get $300-$400 a treatment. You have to go, you know, 3 or 4 times in a year. We now have home devices that are working very, very well. Red therapy, LED masks that also treat back, they're bacteriostatic for people that have acne breakouts. I tested one of those on the channel. It did really, really well. Devices that combine microcurrent, which massages those muscles underneath the skin without stretching the skin to help build their strength, plus RF therapy, radio frequency to help heat that layer where the collagen is produced, photons to help speed up that cellular turnover and sort of soothe and de-inflame the skin. Amazing stuff coming out that people can use at home that if you're consistent with it, just like the microneedling and the plasma pen, you can really make improvements in your skin without spending a bunch of money on topicals. And my opinion is topicals will become the secondary thing.
These therapies
will become the primary things. Supplementation, diet, and these therapy, light therapies, these at-home therapies, and then, of course, in-office therapies for people that have more severe aging or problems.
Sure.
And then I think the topicals are just going to be, at some point, just a way to keep the skin cells healthy and moving. So I think the focus will shift for a lot of people over the next 10 years.
Wow, that's really interesting. I've seen a lot of these new kind of infrared mask and all these things, and they all look so very interesting. And I've kind of always wondered, how well do they work really? You know, you're kind of a little bit skeptical all the time.
Yeah, and yet you have to, you know, the red light therapy, what it does is, it tickles the mitochondria, which sort of activates the growth of the cells, the replication, speeding that along, helping them to replicate themselves more quickly and more healthy cells replicate. Also, RF therapy, ULT therapy, which is the ultrasound therapy with that warming that goes down in there, down into the lower layers of tissue and stimulates collagen production and elastin.
Yeah.
That's going to show up later. They're not, again, things that happen overnight, but there are some pretty significant improvements you can get from some of those treatments. You know, not just laser therapy, which has come a long way for a lot of things. And then, of course, you still have skin peels. Like if you have severe sun damage, the best thing to do is go to a dermatologist and let them apply a skin peel that's right for your skin type, the right strength. Don't try to do that at home because you can make a bad situation worse with hyperpigmentation. And a lot of people can remove 10 or 15 years of aging off their skin without a facelift, because a facelift doesn't change the surface of your skin. Yeah. It will tighten everything up. But if your surface of your skin is sun damaged and you have large looking pores and that kind of thickness on the surface of the skin, dryness, flakiness, lots of fine lines and wrinkles, they'll be right back, as we've seen with a lot of people who get this kind of surgeries done. They just get more and more and more and more and more, where there are a great deal of celebrities, and I use those because they're visible to people, that don't do the plastic surgery, but do the skin peels and the microneedling, and they look great. So
Yeah, for sure. I have to ask you, because I've seen this question come up quite a bit in various forums, but there's a lot of different, programs out there that have, when we go back to topicals, that have like 5 and 6 different layers that you put on at one time. Do you feel like this is necessary, or what? How do you feel about the topicals and needing more than one in one sitting?
It depends on what your skincare routine is and what you're trying to address. There are really only 3 that you really need to consider, that everybody should consider, and that's a vitamin C serum. Sorry, I got retinol on my head. Vitamin C serum is a very good product to have to help keep the cellular turnover going. A peptide, not collagen, but a peptide booster, which is, again, those amino acids that help your skin produce healthier skin cells. We produce them anyway, but less of them as we get older. So notice I'm not really, other than the vitamin C serum, I'm not talking about anything that's unnatural to the skin. And then a good retinol, if you can tolerate it. And of course, sunscreen.
Right.
Because what the thing about starting, people say, well, it's too late for me to start. No, it's not. Because when you start to use it, your skin begins to heal from the damage, obviously. Mm-hmm. It spends less energy protecting itself against new damage and producing melanin, which is going to lead to more age spots, more hyperpigmentation. So you can actually roll back the age of your skin just by beginning to apply a good sunscreen. And you only need SPF 30. You don't have to go a 50. Those are heavy and greasy. And yeah. I don't like them either. So if you get them in your eyes, it's awful.
Right.
And then there are the mineral versions, which I prefer, which they're getting better and better with. You know, being able to put a little bit of tint in there so we don't have that white cast to our skin. But knowing what I know now, I would have done the white cast to my skin back then, even though I used chemical sunscreens for years. I still used a sunscreen. So
Yeah, and that's a great point. I think a lot of people don't know exactly how much SPF they need.
And yeah, 30 is good. 30 is good. And if you have sensitivity to it, get the baby version. Get the infant and child version of that sunscreen because there's a lot less skin irritation from those in those formulations. And you still have to apply them, you know. You have to reapply them if you're outside. Even if you're sitting, like I'm sitting in a window, I have sunscreen on. You know, even though it's indirect light, there's long wave UVB, UVA light, which we hear about in cars.
Yeah.
Where, and I have the same thing. Most of us, by the time we get in our 50s, can tell which side, what country we're from, about which side we drove the car on, because this side has more sun damage than this side. Even though I have a lot, there is a difference in my skin on both sides.
Right. Absolutely. And I want to touch back on, you had mentioned doing the needling on your hands and things like that. So a lot of times when we talk about skincare routines, we're really kind of just focused on our face. That's what people tend to do. But really you should, I mean, you mentioned the neck and the hands and the
upper chest, anything that's exposed.
Okay.
Microneedling, there are home microneedling. Aura makes one sets that you can use in different parts of the body if you need to. Microneedling has been very helpful with stretch marks, scarring, keloids, because the way it works is these tiny little needles prick your skin. And I wouldn't say it hurts. It's not the most comfortable thing. They make numbing creams you can use with them. But, you know, rolling a roller full of needles across your skin you feel it.
Yeah.
But what it does is those little pinpricks in the skin tell the mitochondria that there's damage, even though there's really not.
Yeah.
And what it does is it produces stem cells that produce more collagen, elastin, and make the skin thicker and can help lift out a lot of those things. I've seen some really, really dramatic results with in-office treatments, which are a lot more invasive. You look like you have a sunburn, you know, the vampire facial where they put people plasma on the, all that stuff. I don't know if that makes it any better. I think the process of the needle sticking the skin is what turns that switch on. Yeah. But if you're consistent with it at home, even though you're not going as deep with those needles, you will see some improvement. I mean, I did in those pictures. I'm like,
yeah,
that's crazy. Cause you know, I don't think of my hands as looking bad, and they didn't, but the difference between the pictures over a 6-week period. So what they say on the home versions is that 4 months.
Okay.
4 months of consistently doing that 2 or 3 times a week, whatever the directions on that particular device is. Mm-hmm. If you're consistent with it, you can see some pretty dramatic results.
So, nice. Well, and that's not a lot of commitment there. I mean, 2 or 3 times a week isn't a huge time commitment.
Not when it took you years to get your skin in that condition.
Right.
You know, fortunately, we're lucky, you know, the skin comes, you know, we produce more and the old goes away. So if you treat it, it's just the same thing with fitness, you know, if you do some light fitness, it improves all your risk factors for everything. And you don't have to go to the gym. This is just getting up and walking 2-3 times a week, playing with your dog, play with your kids, your significant other, what a chase through the park, whatever.
Yeah.
30 minutes to an hour of exercise, at least 3 times a week, 20 minutes a day, if you can do it. Of activity can just do amazing things. You're producing healthier cells, not just on your skin, but everywhere.
For sure. So. Yeah. Yeah. And we know that inflammation messes us up in a lot of different ways, not just in our skin.
Yeah. It's consistent. I mean, inflammation is a good thing when something is damaged.
Mm-hmm.
The body's sending nutrients and, you know, destroying bacteria and trying to heal something. But when it's an ongoing condition, on and on and on. And, you know, we see that from oral health all the way down to, you know, sunburn is a 3 or 4 bad sunburns when you're a kid increase your risk factor for cancer because of that damage. So, you know, you don't want that on all the time. Plus you don't feel well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Wow. Well, this has all been so great, Chris. Thank you so much for coming on. But I want to make sure that you can tell people where to find you, where to find your show, all of that stuff. So give us all the details. Where can we find you?
All right. Yeah. The easiest way to find me is the Chris Gibson channel on YouTube. You just type that in the YouTube search bar. You can pretty much type my name in any skin condition you're looking for. I have almost 500 videos. Bitched about covering them all. So you should be, really, I tell people at the end of my videos, type in your whatever, Chris Gibson acne, Chris Gibson whatever, and usually a video will come up. So that's one way. The other way, Skin So Fabulous, is my blog community. It's a interactive blog. People are able to message me questions and ask me things. And it, you just type in Skin So Fabulous on Google, and I'm the only one, believe it or not, for now.
I love it.
So it's very easily... those are really the two ways. And then my website's chrisgibsonlive.com, which will just take you to the others. So really any, you can go to any one of them and find all that you need, all three of those components. And then of course my books are still available on Amazon, Acne Free in 3 days. Although if you go to the website, you can download the ebook for free.
Wow. Nice.
Until I write a new one. I have a new book I'm working on. It's going to be about anti-aging rules. So that'll probably come out sometime next year, hopefully, because my subscribers want it.
Yeah, I love so it.
Like, I don't want to write another book. It's hard work. And they're like, yeah, but we, in a book, this would be awesome if you take all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
That would does make sense. So that's been driven by the subscribers on YouTube. And since I think this is coming out in December, right?
Yep.
Right now on my blog is a huge giveaway. Skincare giveaway. So if they go to the blog, they will see that, and anyone is eligible on the blog or on the channel that subscribed to either one of those to participate. And then you don't have to do really anything. So when they pick out your products, watch a few videos to help out the channel, and you get into a random drawing. Three winners. One of them is going to get that expensive red light therapy mask, the first winner. So it's fun. I do this every year annually, but this year it's huge because there's so many people and we've come so far with the channel. So
yeah, that's amazing. And everyone loves free stuff. So,
oh yeah. And it's good stuff too. Cause it's like name, it's, you know, the high end stuff that I talk about all the time. People send me. So good stuff.
Absolutely. That's amazing. All right, everyone. Well, you know how to get in touch with Chris now. Chris, thank you so much. All this information is really so beneficial in so many ways. And I can't thank you enough for being on the show and sharing just a little bit of your expertise with us. I know there's so much more and we could probably talk for hours.
Oh, yeah. It goes on and on.
Yeah. But definitely check out his YouTube channel and reach out to him if you have questions. That blog is amazing. I mean, to be able to get direct access is awesome. So definitely reach out to Chris. And, you know, thank you all for listening so much. And again, thank you, Chris, so much for being here.
Sure. Absolutely. Enjoyed it.
All right, you guys, I'll catch you on the next episode.
Welcome to the show. And thank you so much for listening. This episode is brought to you by Athletic Greens. With 75 absorbable vitamins and minerals in just one scoop per day. I've increased my energy, immune function, and so much more. AG is a non-negotiable part of my daily routine. For your own risk-free AG plus 20% off and free vitamin D3 K2 supplement, go to www.athleticgreens.com/functionallyautoimmune or look in the notes of this podcast and you can find the link there. Trust me, you want to add Athletic Greens to your day. It makes such a huge difference.